USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. The company says it plans to have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. The shot has been approved for use in people 18 years of age and older. And President Biden said Saturday there would be an announcement soon regarding the U.S.'s ties with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a CIA report about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The intelligence report holds Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for approving the 2018 killing. The president promised an announcement Monday on relations with Saudi Arabia. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate version is not expected to include a hike to the federal minimum wage after the Senate parliamentarian determined the bill could not include the wage increase under budget reconciliation rules. Senator Bill Hagerty says there won't be GOP support for it in the Senate either way. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News there's not enough in the package that addresses the pandemic to generate bipartisan support.
I think I'm going to be joined by all my Republican colleagues in voting against this. It's a $1.9 trillion package. It's a $1.9 trillion package, over 90% of which has nothing to do with the pandemic. We've not even spent close to $1 trillion of the funds that were previously allocated on a bipartisan basis, and their goal is to come and jam through what is essentially a socialist wish list right through on a completely partisan basis, and I don't think they'll have a single Republican vote.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As winter storms swept through much of the country last week, areas of the South struggled to deal with temperatures well below freezing for several days, something infrastructure was not prepared for. In Mississippi, frozen pipes caused water main breaks in Jackson, which remains under a boil advisory. The Mississippi National Guard has been called in to assist residents and help pass out water to those that are still without it at home. Governor Tate Reeves says the time for playing politics with the crisis will be far in the future. He tells Fox News that the state government is now focused on getting water back to the citizens of its capital city.
I said very early on that we need to set the politics aside and we need to get the things that are needed to the people of the citizens of Jackson. That's why immediately upon request, I actually activated the Mississippi National Guard. We moved water tankers from Camp Shelby into the city to make sure that we had non-potable water for individuals, but also non-potable water to flush out the system so that we could get the water pressure up. In addition to that, we've delivered hundreds of thousands of bottles of water to the residents of the city of Jackson, and I think we're seeing real progress now, and I think that's important. But you're exactly right. Everybody wants to blame somebody. The fact of the matter is we need to focus on getting the things to the citizens that need it, and we'll worry about the blame game sometime way out in the future.
And more top 25 scores from Saturday. Number 6, Alabama beat Mississippi State 64-59. North Carolina dropped number 11, Florida State 78-70, and Xavier upset number 13, Creighton 77-69. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.